Hare Krishna. Protesting when the mind is wandering is progress over wandering with the mind. Sometimes when we try to practice spiritual life and strive to meditate, to fix our mind on Krishna, on say the sound of his holy names, at that time the mind starts wandering here and there. And we may get frustrated. Oh, what is the... I'm not able to concentrate. What is the use of such chanting when I'm not able to concentrate? Actually, even if we are not able to concentrate, the awareness that we are not able to concentrate can spark introspection and realization within us. Most people... We all go through phases when we are not able to concentrate. But when we see the such phases in the light of the wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, then we can understand that within us is something which prevents us from concentrating. Within us is something which seems to have a will of its own. Within us is something which acts against our desires, against our intentions, against our interests. And the Bhagavad Gita explains that that something within us which acts inimically, often acts inimically, is the mind. So when we see the mind, when we want to concentrate on Krishna and we see the mind wandering, when we see something within us wandering and we understand this is the mind, then we actually realize, oh, there is a mind within me and this mind is my enemy. And this realization is also a progress. In the past, when the mind started wandering, we would also wander with the mind, saying, oh, let us see this, let us watch that, let us go here, go there. And in that way, we were misidentifying with the mind. But at least now, we are not misidentifying with the mind. We are able to distance ourselves from the mind, and we are able to see that, okay, the mind is different from me, and the mind is harming me. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tastato niyam yaitat atmanyeva vasham nayet. So Krishna says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. And bring it back under the control of the self, Krishna says. So how can we bring it back under the control of the self? That requires practice. That requires determination. And that requires ultimately devotion to Krishna and his mercy, which comes from that devotion. So that is all fine. But the important thing is, we shouldn't think that just because we are trying to chant and we are not able to concentrate, we are not progressing. No, but just in the process of chanting, if we are normally gross body conscious, we at least become mind conscious. You understand, there is a mind within me which is disturbing me. And then from there we can move onwards towards realizing that beyond the mind there is the soul proper, which is the source of consciousness. And thus, objecting to the wandering of the mind is also progress, because we have realized our difference from the mind. And we have realized that the mind's interests are different from ours. And in that way, we have progressed towards inner self-realization by identifying a major enemy within us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.